Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we just heard from some really cool artists earlier. We heard Orville Byrd's Native American song. We heard from Celine Dion's I'm Alive. We heard some other really good things like Calling All Angels and things like that, and sending out love and intention. And we heard some commercials from Reverend B's ggmradio.com. You can go over there and check out her book and some of her awesome stuff. She's got some really great things out to show, and they're really neat. So our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And my guest today is Morgana Starr. You can check out her website at M-O-R-G-A-N-A Starr, S-T-A-R-R.com. There you'll find a lot about my dear friend who's from Florida, who I've known for a long time. One day we're going to meet, and it's going to be really fun. I foresee that in our future, so I'm excited. But she is a very good guest and has been on my show before, and I just love everything about her because Morgana has a really nice following with the angels. And she also works with many different types of healing and other things. I think that it's great, her healing path. Most of her life as a child, she was a missionary of parents in Africa. She was raised in a Christian church, and from the isolated mission site to the prime minister's home expertise. Her formative years in Africa were rich and varied. So when they returned to America, she went from living in a church camp to Bible college to marriage and kids. So, you know, she just wasn't satisfied with the traditional life in the 1990s. So Morgana searched deeper to enhance her relationship with the divine, and she discovered Reiki, which reawakened her psychic gifts from her childhood, which is awesome. I have those too. And at that point, she began to do things with getting psychic and prophetic messages. And she remembered the words of Jesus, "These things I do, you too will do and more." So she dedicated herself to the divine and to help people, you know, with what they do. And she surrounded herself with the divine white light. So she let go of control and allowed the divine to help her with her spiritual gifts. And she's really worked to take some big training in modalities in Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, Indiana, and California, which is really good. So that's given her a diverse background in spirituality to really work with some of her stuff. And her ability to tune into a person's totem animal and guardian angel really helps her to tap into things. And she's been working with an angel called Anel, and Anel has been working with Morgana most of her life. Actually, she says here, all of her life, and Anel manifested clearly and assisted her to walk away from her last disempowering relationship and most of her belongings and to fly to Florida. So Morgana teaches psychic development classes in Cocoa Beach area in Florida. That's just an hour and a half southeast of Casadega, and she offers personalized classes, sessions, and readings via Skype and the telephone. That's really cool. And she is internationally known for her work directly with Archangel Anel and her books and group and private sessions, too. She's done a lot of those. She's got another book out. I know she's got at least two books out, which are amazing, too. So her readings help clear negative blockages like anger and fear, leaving you feeling peace and hope, and it helps you to find a new direction. So Morgana is the famed author of Angel Whispers, which is a really cool book. It's a journey into the world of the Earth's oldest guardians book, and also Angel Legacy. So I knew there was another one. So that's one in the Battle of the Earth series. Her writing credits also include publication in Branches and Horizons magazines. That's really cool. And Morgana has several meditation CDs and MP3s and books, readings one-on-one to help assist the spiritual path. So Morgana teaches psychic development classes, like we said, in Cocoa Beach. She has a really cool website. You'll have to check it out. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And you can check out Morgana at MorganaStarr.com. Just like it sounds, MorganaStarr.com. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or StarWea@hotmail.com. So we're going to bring Morgana live and talk more and see what she's been up to lately. Welcome to the show, Morgana. How are you?
I'm doing great, Amanda. I'm sorry, Mercury retrograde's just doing its little dance, isn't it?
Well, you know, it has for a lot of people. I mean, I've been hearing from people who have had car trouble. I've been hearing from people who have had miscommunications. They haven't been able to get contracts signed or things done or on the right path with people. It's like, right, you know, everybody's just, you know, their directions are a little bit off. So it's kind of going on everywhere.
Right, it is. And on top of that, what's happening, and I don't think a lot of people understand this, we just had the full moon, which was a lunar eclipse. And on top of that, we are in the middle of galactic waves of energy, reshifting our DNA, causing us to reawaken to our power. And people, I keep telling my clients, honey, just take a breath, relax. The downloads are going to continue through the end of the year, but the intensity, the emotional intensity will let up in a few days because we're in the Pisces moon too. So that energy is coming in with a lot of water. So that's emotions. We've got the energy of Chiron coming in, which is a little baby planet, but it is named after the centaur, where the centaur was much of a healer, and it bridges the gap between the past and the future, and it's dealing with our inner child, our wounded healer. And, you know, Amanda, as a healer, we have to work on our own stuff, because in order to be powerful,
we certainly
have to heal in our wounds. But everyone's going through that right now. People are getting their feelings hurt. And, you know, I mean, it's as ridiculous as somebody saying the sky is blue and someone else being upset. I told you my name wasn't Sue. And then they're mad at them for saying that when they didn't even say that. So there's a lot of misunderstandings going on, and bridges are being burned. People are walking away from relationships, and it's some of them it's a good thing, some of it's not so good. They're reacting instead of responding. So we're being forced as light workers to really work. You know, don't just sit there and expect to be spoon-fed. This is our time to go inside and feed our inner child, to make him or her feel safe, to allow them to go to the next level. So it's an important time, and we need to pay attention.
Yeah, it really is an important time right now, and that's some big stuff. Like you said, it can totally be out of left field. One person says one thing, and they're meaning something else, and it comes across very differently. And, you know, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of people going through a lot of difficulties with even being on the road. Like, I had a friend whose car died right in the middle of a traffic light, and then another one had a flat tire, and another one, their battery light came on, you know. And it was this particular incident, there were several occasions where, you know, you're lucky to be alive, where the car quit. And, you know, I was actually with this friend of mine when this happened, and I just, you know, turned it over to the angels and saw that, you know, we got to safety. But, I mean, it's happening everywhere with all kinds of different things to really wake us up and make us think.
And there's a lot of pain associated with this shift, kind of like when you have a poisoned arrow in you. But then when it's pulled out, we get that pain because of the withdrawal. So we have to understand that even if it's a positive thing that is being shifted in your reality, and again, relationships, jobs, even signing contracts, it can be a little bit of a pain. And always, you know, I always say, if at all possible, don't sign a contract during Mercury retrograde. I did hear somebody say that they had a they had done the contract, and then it went through, it fell through. But I let him know that was a very positive thing, because rejection is protection. If it had gone through, he probably would have had more heartache and pain than he would have wanted. So that's just, now if you've already started the energy flowing toward that particular contract, it's okay to sign it during Mercury retrograde. But it's kind of like people don't take it seriously enough. It's like gravity. If you drop an apple from your hand, it's going to hit the ground. So Mercury retrograde works the same way. So it is actually, the planet is going backwards in space, so to speak. I'm trying to just simplify it. And on the 22nd, thank goodness it's coming up soon, it is going to begin its forward movement. It takes it a week to get back to that place that it originally started at. So there may still be a little bit of residue for another week, but things will start moving forward. So all the time during Mercury retrograde, if you were planning, preparing, scheming, so to speak, you know, we laugh and say, yeah, we're planning to take over the world, like Pinky and the Brain. But make all those plans, and then you can launch them after Mercury goes direct.
Yeah.
And if you have dealt with your inner work, as far as betrayal coming up big today in the energy field, betrayal, and abandonment. And what's happening also, we're having things sorted out as far as our healers, our inner child, and knowing that everything's going to be okay. So all of this is working out, and if we're doing that work, then we're going to be fine. But if we put our head under the covers and try to ignore it, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep telling people it's really important to do that work.
Yeah, and you may need some help, you know, like people may need to call you or me, and I've had that a lot just with a few little encouragements, directions. And that's the one thing about the work I know that you do as well as I do, that a lot of people say psychics, you should only see psychics once every 3 months because nothing's changed. But I have some clients that talk to me every week, some talk to me every 2 or 3 weeks or every month, because we are doing like life coaching, counseling, those or coaching, you know, coaching work, so that you stay and have assignments and you have something to work on, somebody that sees you where you're at and helps you take that next step. So
exactly.
I have a little package deal that I do for people like that too, and that's really helpful.
Yeah, sometimes we need an extra boost. I mean, even the ones of us that, you know, are working so hard to help the others, sometimes we need that little break and to go, you know, get something for ourselves, you know, from somebody that we trust. And I always find that's important on both ends, you know, that we're doing the inner work, and then if we get stuck, you know, we go find someone to help us in whatever area, you know, we need help in, and then we move forward. So I love that you have
also,
that out there, too.
We also do this with our school, with the Angelic Institute, where we're certifying psychics up to the angelic level, so you get purer messages. So we have days that the students get together, and we're going to start doing more of this online, too, where healers can reach out to each other, and they can get that support with each other as they go on with their work.
Yeah, that's
important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tribe has to support each other.
Yeah, that's definitely needed, especially right now and pretty much any time with what, you know, we're going through. That support really helps each other, and when you can lift each other up, and then when you can go out there and help those people that, you know, are just really, really desperately needing it, and they're out there.
Absolutely. There's something coming up here, too, and I'll be writing about it in my blog and doing some videos on it, is the energy's coming in with 11-11. We need to start preparing for that. And we've already started with the angelic movement to do that. And the angelic movement is all about lifting the vibration of the planet. Instead of being a victim and watching TV and feeling sad, there's actually ways that you can change the vibration of situations that are happening across the globe as you watch them on TV through the work of the angels. And this is powerful work. And if every light worker would start committing themselves to that, be that TV, be that the internet, be that even just your neighbor, you start vibrating at that higher frequency, it will be the ripple effect. And as we say in the angelic movement, it's wingtip to wingtip. We'll make the change in this world. And that's what's needed right now. So if you will let the energy flow through you and not let it come from you, then that's when things get better. That's when you get better. So if you as a healer are feeling sad or heavy or energetically off kilter after you have talked to somebody or done a reading with someone, then you are taking your energy and transferring it in that person instead of channeling divinity through you into them. So you should always be recharged. And that's what we teach that a lot at the Angelic Institute. And then, of course, there still will be times there's residue because we're in the world and we're still learning and growing and getting strong, is that other healers will work on each other. And I'm really excited about it because as we do that with the Angels Oasis that we're creating, and have the Angelic Institute in there, we will have a place where someone will be on the phone line for a little while, and then they go to a healer for a little bit, get recharged, and then they're doing more. You know, we can't do this alone.
Yeah,
we're
that's
not
a good
supposed
idea.
To do this alone. Yeah, and we're going to do that for our people on the phone, too. We're putting that structure in place. So, in other words, people can be employed as a reader, as a prophetic angelic messenger through the Angelic Institute, and then do that work for their from their home. And then there'll be a way they can come back and they can get some healing from one of the healers on the team. So,
That's wonderful.
I know you found this too. You can heal people. Well, and I use this word lightly, you know, I'm going to put disclaimers around it. I'm not saying that I heal people. I do the prayers and the angels do the work. That is the way that it works. But the angels will come in through the vibrational frequency is how they work. So through the phone, you can clear a person's energy field. And you can have yours cleared the same way.
Absolutely. Everybody can do that. And I think that's awesome.
I have a meditation
Sorry,
we keep talking on top of each other. My meditation
will
do that for everybody.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The meditation is the pyramid healing modality. And it's a 22-minute meditation. I'm getting ready to put it on my site, but you can contact me at Morgana at MorganaStar.com if you want to get the info. And we're going to have the MP3 download for only $5.99. And then you're going to be able listen to that. It heals the mind, body, soul. It takes all negative thought forms and emotions out of your energy field, and it puts up a shield of protection. So you're going to be cleared, you're going to be cleansed, and you're going to be protected. So it's a threefold modality that the angel and now downloaded to me. And it helps a lot of people. Some people listen to it every day just to make sure they've got all their energy cleared.
That's wonderful. See, we all need something like that to, you know, help us out. Even the idea of encouraging healers and getting together and doing all of what you're doing is really amazing and important for the world and humanity and everybody.
The other thing that the angel wants me to mention to everyone is right now there's a bunch of portals being opened. And this is for the galactic downloads, the galactic waves of energy. But in this happening, there are some others happening as well. Many people are reaching out for spirituality, and they're not knowing what they're doing. So they actually are maybe opening portals. So a portal open is not always a portal of light. And some are being opened that are not portals of light. So we need to be very cautious of our energy and put that pyramid of protection around you. That's available on my website for free it's just a little video.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do that, that will be really good for everybody. It just takes 2 minutes to listen to that, and you'll get locked in. Very powerful. Also, if you have any energy shifts in your house that don't feel positive, I always tell people, don't smudge unless you know for a fact that there's no spirits in the house, because the spirits tend to get very offended by that. Or you can, and I'm talking to good spirits too, so put a nail symbol in the house. And that's the symbol of the angel. I have it on my website. You can purchase my trademarked version of it, or you can just hand draw it yourself. So it's powerful. It will change the whole vibrational frequency in a person and how I could just tell you stories of how it's actually saved people's lives from removing tumors to keeping them safe in an accident, from them wearing the symbol, having it on them physically. So that angel.
Yeah, I wear
powerful.
It on me. I actually have it. I actually have it on me. I've worn it ever since I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing. We are bringing in the energy of Mama Angel, of the mother aspect of the divine. That's who Annel is. There's much that's been written about her that's just not been the whole truth, but that's because the world has not been ready for the goddess. Now they are. It's time for the goddess to come back into power, into balance, into love, and to take her proper place. And so we're seeing that in a lot of aspects in the world, but we're also seeing the turmoil and the fight as the patriarchal system doesn't want to go quietly. So
yeah,
it's coming back.
True.
They don't understand it's about balance. It's not about that the goddess wants to be above the men, but they just want to come back into balance so that we all work in unity. That's the perfection. That's what was created when this world was created, and free will took us away from that because we just got all messed up in the head as humans and went our own way. And the angels allow that.
Yeah, because that's our free will. And when we ask them to come in and help, that's when they come in and help us with all the stuff that we need. But pretty much they let us see, you know, what we're doing when we don't call on them or ask for help, too. You know, they kind of let us see what we're running around doing in the world.
It's kind of like, do you really want to run into that brick wall? Okay, I'm going to stand back here. And when you bounce off of it a few times, I'll be here and I'll catch you. Maybe eventually you'll listen to me and I'll show you how to walk around it or to fly above it or to go under it. You know, there's always ways.
Yeah, it's always back to that permission thing. They always want you to permission, and it gives them permission to interact. But we also have, you know, we were gifted the gift of free will. It can be, you know, good and bad because, you see, we've got helpers. And, you know, I love how you say, well, I encourage you to call on your helpers because they're right there to help you. And sometimes they'll just stand there and watch you until you do.
Right, right. Because if they don't, then they're into controlling you, and that does not help your evolutional growth, doesn't help you raise your vibration so that you can go to the next level.
Oh, yeah, totally. I had one that said that, you know, I was going out in my car, I'm learning how to drive, and so funny because, you know, they're practically my whole world when I read and do everything else. And that particular day I was not thinking, I was in my human mode and went out and I was just driving, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody was honking at me and something was happening, and I thought, oh no, what did I do? And I heard, well, you didn't ask us for help, now did you? But we kept you safe anyway. So really, they kept me safe from a car accident.
That's
cute. Now, you know, the human in front of me reminded me, too. It's so funny because, and, you know, I'm jokingly saying this because, you know, the person who also saw me do it, who was with me, you know, just ahead of me said, well, didn't you see that, or didn't you see what you did? And I go, yeah, I saw more than what you want to know that I saw. You know, pretty much it's the whole lesson of, well, you know, you're supposed to call on us every time before you go out in your car, you know, hello, or something might happen. But, you know, we saved you anyway. The real key word is, well, we saved you anyway, you know, from getting into an accident or whatever. But it's going to teach you, you know, with your car that I don't care what you're doing, even if you're eating lunch and talking to your best friend or just on a radio show, you need to, you know, ask us for help. And so I thought, wow, I'm lucky, you know. And again, it happened with the whole battery in the car thing. You know, you don't ever know. I mean, here's the battery. And I went, okay, we need help. You know, we're stuck in the middle of traffic here, and we got help to get off the road. And it was a miracle that, you know, that's what they do. They help you in the littlest situations, a small parking place, or the biggest situation. So I love what you're talking about and how we can encourage others to call on help and have that assistance for us.
Right, right. Yep, that's what it's all about.
I think it's very important. So you've got a lot of classes coming up. Do you have any events you want to share or anything?
We We have the Angelic Arts coming up October the 9th. We're going to cover past lives. We're going to cover how to connect with your angel, how to work with your angels, and how to do some angel reading. And what we're going to do with that, too, is we're going to try to record that so that we make it available for people later. And then on November the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th is the real biggie. We're doing the Melchizedek Method of Healing. And that incredible. Yeah, sacred geometry. It's amazing work. I mean, if you are a healer, you need to take that. And even if you don't do it professionally, just for yourself, it will increase all the healing techniques and modalities that you've done. We activate your chakras to the 33rd level, to the Christ consciousness. We clear all your past lives from Lemuria till now, from Atlantis, Egyptian lifetimes, all of those. It's incredible work. It's very intense. You can expect after you're done that you're going to be kind of like in a zone for a little bit, but it is, everyone that's taken it has changed their lives. It took my Reiki I was a Reiki master teacher already when I took it, and it intensified at least 100-fold. On top of that, we're also offering angel activation. So the angels will come in and with that, and you will vibrate your energy with angelic energy. Instead of the angels being outside you, talking to you around you, you can do a breath and bring that angelic energy in. And depending on where you're at, we'll bring in Azrael, Anel, and Metatron. So it's powerful. It's a life-changing event. 4 days from 9 to 5 every day. Just amazing work. So I invite everyone that is ready for a change to get on the website. The deadline is very soon for the deposit. We're only asking for a $200 deposit so that we can order the materials. You get a really intensive manual and a whole bunch of CDs, and they come from Australia. You will get double certified through the angelic arts as well as through the Melchizedek Method of Healing. So there's no reason anyone shouldn't come to Florida.
That's right. Make a trip and make it happen. That's wonderful. And you have radio shows or anything coming up you want to share?
Oh, yeah, we do. And they're on YouTube now, so go to my YouTube channel.
Okay.
I think you just go to YouTube and you type in Morgana Starr. You'll find me, and then just subscribe. So every 2 weeks we'll have a YouTube, and then we've got some more things coming out. It's going to be really amazing. We also have something coming up that people need to know about. We're going to do an Indiegogo campaign, like a GoFundMe, and it's going to be a really great opportunity for people. Pardon?
I said, that's very nice that you're going to do an Indigo. I like that.
Yeah. What we're going to do is the lower ones, like $10, you're going to get a little something special, but you'll also have your opportunity. You'll be in a drawing for a reading. And then for the higher ones from 50 on up, you will get readings. And so you're going to get a good bang for your buck, so to speak, plus you're going to know that you're going to be part of the angelic movement. Our angelic movement, we will have a non-for-profit group starting soon, too, so that we can help the veterans, so that we can help the homeless and the abused women, children, and the lost animals. That's part of what, if we're not helping the world in a physical way, what are we doing? So this is part of the whole angelic movement. And part of what we'll be doing in the Angelic Institute as well. So come join us. I tell everybody it's a lot of fun. It's never the same. We have people that are on the team that are all over the country, and there's a place for everybody to do something, to really be an active part of this. So when the Indiegogo comes, at least share it with other people, because I know there's people that want to put their money where their heart is. And it's great Christmas gifts. You know, you can get gift certificates to give as Christmas gifts. We're going to do up some really pretty ones so that people can do that. So it's time for the world to change, and all of us reach together and help raise the vibration of the world.
That's very important. I love everything you're doing. I think it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's the time. That's the, you know, 80% of people believe in angels. They're being disillusioned by religion, dogma, trying to put people in a box. And people like you and me and most everybody listening and a lot of people in the world, they don't want to be in a box anymore. The angels allow you to spread your wings, become that creative being that you were meant to be. I mean, Jesus said, these things I do, you too can do and more. Jesus walked through walls. Jesus raised people from the dead, and he said we could do more. What are we sitting on our hands for? And that's the thing about this movement. Light workers, I have said this before, the word in there is work. And a lot of people just want to sit and meditate and not do anything else. It's a balance. Yes, meditation. A lot of people want to do the work and they don't want to meditate. Got to do it all. That's part of changing. So when we, and then finding out what is your path? Why are you here? You know, what is your goal? And a lot of people, after they figure that out, then you can't stop them. And that's another thing that I offer on my website is a soul path reading. You want to know where your soul was created, when it came to earth, if you're not of this earth, and many people, I'm finding more and more, are not. Where was those instrumental past lives? What was your theme? How can you heal that? How can you make sure this lifetime you're on track and make sure you get back on track and do your soul's purpose and dump all the tragedy and all the drama from other past lives. So soul path reading, I record it so people, when they get off track, they can listen to it again. And soul path reading is really wonderful for people. Well, if you've never had one, you only need one.
Yeah.
I really encourage that people do that.
Yeah, it sounds powerful. It sounds amazing. It sounds like it can really lead you to, you know, your purpose, what you need to do, and point you to things you didn't even know about, I'm sure, and more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the angels are here to help you on every aspect of that. People, even, they did say this. So Friday night we had an event here, and we opened a portal and brought in other people's angels. What happened was some people's guardian angels left. They tag teamed. Okay, I'm done with this person now. You take over. They're ready for the next step. So I'm being told as we speak that this is happening in certain parts all over the country. If you are willing, if you hear this, and you are willing, and you say, okay, I'm really ready for the next step. They said within a period of 5 days, an angel, a new angel will appear and say, okay, if you're serious, I'll take over. And let's fly, because we're going to fly really fast. And then the other guardian angel that you had since a baby will say, okay, you outgrew me. Love you. Always will love you. I'm going to go help another young one. And then you will have this powerful angel. And a lot of the ones that are coming in at this, I'm going to call them lieutenants, because archangels are, that name is kind of like a general in the army. A lot of these guardian angels coming in are more like a lieutenant status. But you can always call on the archangel. Like Archangel Annelle, you can always call on her. Well, I personally work just directly with her, and then some of the others will come in from time to time, because when I picked a lower angel to deal with releasing a very dark energy from somebody that had caused her to lose her voice, he wouldn't go. He was scared. So he just said, send Annelle. So from then on, because of the work that I do, I just go straight to her. Because she has the ability to call whichever angel. If she doesn't feel like coming, she'll go, okay, no, Raphael will come in for that one, or Shamariel, one of the other angels is coming in to help you with that. I'm going to go do this. But archangels, and especially of the Azrael and now and Metatron, they can fragment their energy, and a fragment of their energy will work within everyone. So you may have different aspects of that. So that's a very powerful thing.
That
is
very powerful.
You can quarter in me and I'll just keep rambling. Yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So,
I love it.
If you're going through some transitions, a lot of people are going through transitions in their lives. They may be moving, relationships changing. And there are some people just cashing out. You know, they're done with their life here. So Azrael is a beautiful angel for that. He helps ease those transitions. And he and Anel are locked in tight. Even though he comes as a male, she comes as a female, the reason is he lifts up the feminine divine. That is his purpose, is to support her and to help bring the goddess back into power and to bring that balance back. So talk to these angels, and if you watch our Angels Unveiled shows, we have a lot of them already archived on YouTube. Dana and I work together and go back and forth with these angels and bring in some more information and understanding that goes beyond what you're going to read in books. So, and Dana also is available. She does amazing readings and channels in Azrael. So, I highly recommend her, and you can read about her and book with her also on MorganaStar.com. You just go for readings, and she's got a page there, Readings by Dana. She's amazing. One of the things with Anel is helping people unveil their gifts. And Anel saw that in her, and about 3 or 4 years ago say, okay, you've been hiding your gifts long enough, because she's been doing it over 10 years. But she was doing it very quietly. Like, all right, time to shine. And she shines. It's amazing. And that's what we're doing with
Yeah, she does a really good job. She does a really good job, and you do too. You guys have a lot of good things over there.
And we do it differently. We do it differently. And that is the beauty of the unity. That's what the angelic movement is about. I have some other people on the team that are incredible too, but they do it quite differently than I do and Dana does. Because not everybody in the world is the same. Not everyone is going to appeal. And that energy and the angel that they work with might not connect with you or the angel you work with. And that's why we're building this legion of light workers, angelic prophetic messengers that can touch the hearts and mend the souls of the people in this country and in this world. Because it really is a global movement that's happening. I encourage everybody to get on our Facebook page, the Angelic Movement, post some things, read, post pretty pictures of angels, anything to uplift. Anything happy is raising the vibration. And this, people forget how powerful the internet is. But I'll hear some people say, oh, I got so tired of Facebook, it was so depressing. Well, start flooding it with happy things, you know, even if it's ridiculous kittens falling over each other, you know, playing.
Exactly.
Puppies,
it's all
puppies.
In how you perceive it and what you do with it. You know, some people can put all kinds of things up there that are negative and what have you, or you can put your focus on positive things and put some, you know, positive energy into it, and then it doesn't make it so difficult. So I'm definitely for, you know, the Angelic Movement page you have up. It's a really good page. You know, I really enjoy seeing the things that you guys post up. And actually, the videos are very helpful, too, because I've read some of the angel books. And, you know, you can get a little bit of a variety out of the books. But honestly, what I saw was beyond that, you know, just being the way that I am with what I do. We've known each other a long time. I think what you guys are doing brings it out more for people and makes it real for people. You know, they can actually touch something versus just kind of reading it and sort of, you know, just halfway following along with it. So the way you guys
right.
construct things really helps a lot of people.
Well, thank you. That just confirms we're on the right path, and we're going to be putting out more and more. We've got some online classes we're going to be making available. We've already got a crystal class. We've just got to do a little tweaking on that. And so we want to be a service to mankind to make that difference. So
that
it's
sounds
cool.
great. That's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and then come back and take some callers. So does that sound
okay.
good to you?
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back in just a moment. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Morgana Starr. You can check out her website at morganastarr.com, MorganaStarr.com. And if you want to find me, you can find me, Amanda Dowell, with one L on Facebook, or you can go to starwaya@hotmail.com. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Let me try.
Okay. Just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you're interested in asking a question, you can hit one on your keypad and we will get right to you. Our calling number is 347-237-5339. Again, you can check out Morgana's website at morganastarr.com, MorganaStarr.com. I'm Amanda Dowell with one L over on Facebook. And you can also find me at starwaya@hotmail.com. I'm going to bring back Morgana, and we're going to get started on some callers. So if you want to hit one on your keypad and you want to talk to us, just do that. Welcome back, Morgana.
Hi.
Are you with
I'm
us?
Sorry. Yeah,
oh,
I'm
there
here.
You are.
I
okay.
just spaced out.
Lovely communication. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Well, we're going to get started here. We have our first caller, which is area code 209. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
Oh, fine. Hi, Morgana. Hi, Amanda. Good morning, ladies. This is Mar.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is
it? It's so Mar. It's
Mar.
Actually Marlene,
okay.
but I go by Mar.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's wonderful to talk with you. I know that we're in retrograde, and wow, has this one been kicking me hard. But I've had a lot of things happen with, I would say over the last maybe 4 or 5 months where I'm very, I'm not sure if certain friendships I have with some of my girl posse, it just doesn't seem to be working very well. And I don't know whether I'm at a pinnacle where I need to start really speaking up or if I need to pay attention to rejection as God's protection. What do you think?
As far as what you're dealing with your girlfriends right now, you need to not speak up. You need to write it down. You need to write those thoughts and feelings of the things that you might want to say, write them down.
Okay.
And then they said what you need to do is the next day go look at what you wrote down and see if it comes from a place of you needing to be in control or is this really going to serve a good purpose. None of the things that you write down should be said until after Mercury goes retrograde. So at least wait till the weekend.
Okay.
The gauge is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? It needs to say yes to every single one or you shouldn't say it.
Okay.
And that's a tough one sometimes when you're setting boundaries.
Right.
But if it's necessary that you set the boundary, you can still say it in a kind way, but not during Mercury retrograde. No confrontations will come out good during Mercury retrograde.
Okay. That I agree with you by 100%. It is me establishing boundaries with people, and I noticed I tried doing this maybe up to like 10 months ago, and I noticed that it's like kicking back on me. You know, I've had to change to make changes in my life, and my girl posse around me is not handling this well.
Whenever you make changes, and if you make them right, they're going to think there's something wrong with you. So you have to be very gentle and loving, and you cannot always prove your point. It's just like you cannot explain higher algebra to a kindergartner. They're not going to get it. When your vibration raises, it's at a whole different space.
Okay.
So that is the change that needs to happen for you to understand you're at a different place. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense with me.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay.
Well, many blessings to you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, both
Bless.
Of you.
You too.
We have area code 417-241. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, ladies?
We're great. How are you doing?
We're great.
Pretty good. I was just wondering, do you see anything coming up good in my future here?
Well, that's a very general. It will be good. Which area are you looking at that you want to improve, that you're wondering if it's going to change?
Financially and health.
What they're saying is after the health shifts, the finances will. And the health needs to shift by some things that you need to do differently.
Do you see when the shift is in the health?
With the health in about a month. But only
month?
If you make changes, only if you make some eating changes and some lifestyle changes.
Okay.
There's a whole new nutritional way of eating that you need to be on.
Okay.
So that's what they're saying is taking control of that. Actually, our show is going to be about that. Well, we did have a show on it that's on YouTube, and then we're going to have a class on it this Thursday that we will be recording. But my best recommendation, if you're serious about shifting that, because you need to shift the mind, body, soul into the perfect awareness and balance, and then the money will follow because there is an energetic blockage.
So the financial will follow after I shift into health.
Right.
Finances
will shift, your health will shift in about a month if you stay serious. and the finances will shift in about 3 months after that. We have a gal on our team that downloads from the angels and has a fitness degree and a health degree and is amazing. And she's doing some introductory specials. So if you contact me, I can put you in contact with her.
Okay.
And she does it over the phone as well.
All right.
Give
well,
you
thank
some good
you.
Guide on. You're welcome, honey. Many blessings to you.
All right.
Many blessings
thank you.
To you.
All right. Our next caller is area code 201. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you? Hello, 201.
Hello.
Okay.
I think 201 must run away.
I think so. We'll just go on. Our next caller is 305. You're on the line with Amanda and Morgana. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Can you hear me?
Well.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, yes. How can we help you, honey?
Yeah, now I guess I can hear you. I had to put you on loudspeaker because I couldn't hear you. Let me try again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you okay.
Yeah, now you can, but I can't hear you if I remove you from loudspeaker. Is it too loud for you to be comfortable? I'm going to go
no,
and close.
No, we're good.
Okay,
we're good. How can we help you, honey?
Well, first to say that I've enjoyed the conversation, whatever I did here, I thought it was very, very good. I enjoyed it and your advice to the previous callers. I don't have a question per se. If there's something that jumps out at you for me, career, health, love, I welcome any advice.
I'm getting a lot of, they keep going and they're going in circles around you. They're like, she's got to look at something from a different perspective. She's got to watch something at her back. There's some people around you that don't always have the best interest at heart, your best interest at heart. I'm trying to, as quickly as I can, remove some energetic blockages that have taken thought forms, locked in you and kept you from moving forward, because I'm seeing some changes they're wanting to allow you to have, but if you're being kept back, it's really, I really recommend that you look at booking an appointment with me at another time or with Dana so that you can get past this. I don't think it would take very long, but longer than what we're doing right now.
Because
I'm having a hard time breathing, tuning into your energy.
Yeah.
And there's some stuff that it's a spiritual thing. And it's not your fault. The only fault might be is because you're such a nice person. And you have allowed these energies to come in, but that was not of your knowing. So, yeah, it's...
I agree with you. I do agree
with you. Yeah, so I really, I know that in even a half-hour session with Dana and I, we can clear that up for you.
I'm going to do it as soon as I can. It's been kind of very, very difficult, and it seems
here's what we're going to do in respect for anyone else that needs to call in, because I know our time is short, is I want you to be thinking, and this is good for everyone listening, if you feel like finances are standing in your way, start saying, a money magnet, that is me. A money magnet, I'll always be.
Thank you.
A money magnet, that is me. A money magnet, I'll always be. All right,
you
honey?
Know,
I'm going to send you lots of love and extra angels to help you.
I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And I do love your advice. And Amanda, I love your commercials. I don't think nobody has ever said that to you. But I do love those commercials. The little girl tying her shoe.
Thank you.
Little kitty. I do love them.
Cute. Yep.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. Thanks a lot. This was great, Morgana. That was our last caller. So thank you for being my guest today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about all the Mercury retrograde snafus, but you just flow with it with your beautiful energy, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person soon.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'm sure of it. Okay. We'll make it happen real soon. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, happy rest of Mercury retrograde. Everyone take some time, take a breath, relax, recharge, regenerate. That's what it's all about. And then very busy is going to happen. So sending everybody lots of love.
Thanks, Morgana.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Morgana Starr. If you're interested in more information, you can go to Morgana Starr's website at morganastarr.com. You can check me out if you are interested in services from me, Amanda Dowell with one L, or Starwea at hotmail.com. And we will see you next time. Check out Morgana's cool stuff online as well. And again, if you're looking for some information and you need some help and you didn't get to call in today or talk, you can check us out. See you next time. Blessings, everybody.